The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Meyer Roth, Dayan at Beis Din Meisharim, Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Bava Kama Daf Chaf Aleph.
A Yid was making a bar mitzvah which was not close enough to his house. Therefore, for the Shabbos, he was leaving his house to go to a different residence that was closer to where the hall was, so that he could be in the proximity of where they were going to make this bar mitzvah. About 15 minutes before Shabbos, he left his home and headed for that other house, which wasn't more than a 10-minute drive, to the other home, which was going to be closer to where he had to be. He had a little child, a baby, that he wasn't going to take along. He left the baby with a babysitter in his house, and she was going to watch the child for the entire Shabbos. He left to this bar mitzvah, and little did he know that about 5 minutes before this man, a relative of his, who also lived in this town, and also wanted to be closer to the bar mitzvah, decided to move into his house without his permission. He couldn't get any house closer to where the bar mitzvah was being, and so he decided to move into the house that he had just left, since the babysitter was there. He figured the door will be open, and he just walked in with his family, and he set up to be there for Shabbos. Friday night, at the meal, the Baal Simcha, who had moved closer to where the Bar Mitzvah was, asks his cousin, where is he staying for Shabbos? Knowing that this cousin lived very far. And the cousin avoided the question, rightfully so, knowing that he was in this person's house without his permission. And so he avoided the question. After the beautiful Seudas Shabbos, he went back to the Baal Simcha's house without the Baal Simcha knowing anything about it. And when he got home, he took a drink of seltzer from the fridge and went to sleep. The next morning, he had his doubts whether he should go to the bar mitzvah, because it was a little uncomfortable for him to be questioned again where he's staying. But he decided to go anyways, and he went. And luckily, he wasn't asked anything about it. He enjoyed the suda. He left his children with the babysitter, since he had a free babysitter, and he enjoyed the bar mitzvah. Came home, took a little nap, and lo and behold, in the middle of his nap, the owner of the home shows up. He came to check out on the baby, how the babysitter was doing, and to his shock, he found another family living in his house. He was fuming. He couldn't believe it. This fellow moved into his house without his permission. What audacity. The babysitter complained, I thought I'm taking care of one child. This guy gave me all his children to babysit. And he was infuriated. After Shabbos, the cousin moved out of the house. They weren't very good friends anymore. And now, the owner of the home comes to ask a shaila. He wants to know, can he charge this relative of his, who had the chutzpah to come and spend the Shabbos in his house, can he charge him for all the things that he used? He wants to charge him for a night's rent, for spending his Shabbos in his house. He wants to charge him for the babysitter, since I paid for this babysitter, and he used the babysitter too. I would like him to also help out in paying this babysitter. And the question is he responsible or is he not? There's no question that what this cousin did was something that was not allowed. He used somebody else's property without permission. The question is, does he have a monetary responsibility to pay for what he did? The Gemara says in Bava Kama Dabchof that Rav Chisda told Romi Bar Choma, you missed a very important Torah discussion that we had today. The question that we dealt with was, Hador b'chotzei chaveru shaloi midaitoi, tzorach lahalois leischar, or ein tzorach. Someone who uses somebody else's property without his permission, without him knowing about it. Does he have to pay or doesn't he? And the Gemara deals with all kinds of instances. And the Gemara says basically that if this property was up for rent, and this person is a person that would rent a home, he has no other house, so then the halach is that even if he does it, shaloi midaitoi, he must pay. Since he benefited from staying in this home, he's going to have to pay for the benefit that he had. But the Gemara wants to know what happens if it's zeh nene v'zeh loy chosa. Meaning, this person, he had benefit. He would have paid to use this home. But the other person was not renting out this home. It wasn't up for rent. So the Gemara wants to know, does he have a monetary responsibility or not? Do we say, since he lost nothing, therefore he cannot charge him? And like some achronim explain, that would be considered midas doim, to charge somebody for something that you have no loss if the other person uses it? Or no, do we say that you, since you benefited, you cannot get it for free and you have to pay for it? The Gemara comes out at the end that zeh nene v'zeh loy chosar is potter. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that if someone's a nene and the other person lost no money while he had benefit, he does not have to pay for this enjoyment that he had, and you are potter. Therefore, let us return to our story. In our story, the house was not up for rent. This Shabbos, he wasn't renting out this house. It was empty. And not only that, he was actually using it himself to have his child spend the Shabbos with this babysitter. So he definitely was not renting out his house for Shabbos. While the guest, the cousin who moved in without permission, might have been willing to pay somebody so that he can be closer to the bar mitzvah, still, it would be considered a zeh nene v'zeh loy chosar. He benefited from the fact that he was there, at most, but the other person definitely lost nothing from the fact that he was there. And therefore, since it was zeh nene v'zeh loy chosar, he does not have to pay for the rent for being there for Shabbos. Similarly, this babysitter was going to be paid the same amount whether he brings more children or not. The additional children were at no cost to the homeowner. Either way, he was going to have to pay the same. And therefore, the same halacha would apply, it would be a zen nana v'zen lechosim. Since his benefit came without the other person having to lose anything, therefore, he would not have to pay. Now, if because of this, the fact that he moved in, and he used the babysitter refused to ever work for this person again, that, many achronim say, would be considered a loss. Even though the loss is not direct from the usage. But since it caused it, even a cause that's a groma, it's not a direct cause, still, that would be considered a chaser, and he would have to pay for the enjoyment that he had from that babysitter, and we have to share in the responsibility of paying the babysitter. Obviously, that drink of seltzer that he took, that's a zanana, that's a chaser, and definitely one has to pay for that.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.